technology that literally goes out the window, it's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text HOT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text HOT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings won't last long. Text HOT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word HOT to 200-300. Text HOT to 200-300.
We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Off the overall season, though, he has had some accuracy, I wouldn't say issues, but he hasn't been the most accurate quarterback in the state, with a completion percentage of just 48.1%, has just over 500 yards on the year, 11 touchdowns, but just one interception. This is a team that takes care of the football. The South Central team as a whole has only turned the ball over twice, and they have turned over their opponents 32 times for a turnover margin of plus 30. That's a big-time goal for Axel, is to play smart football and not to turn it over. And we'll hear from head coach Eric Detweiler here in just a bit. But kind of breaking down the season as a whole for Axel, what a year they've had. They continue that winning streak that has ballooned to 38 games, and they are continuing to hope to improve that here tonight. Their winning margin during those 38 games, how about plus 1,776? As an average of plus 46.7 per game, and only five of those games were not mercy rules. And that was just, and they had just one of those games this year, and that was week one against Care Paravel. They won that game 60-44, and that's the only game where they gave up multiple touchdowns. Every single other game, they've given up just one touchdown or gotten a shutout. Pretty remarkable statistics that you can throw out all day for the Axel side of things. Well, let's go ahead and send to a break real quick. We'll come back with head coach Eric Detweiler for an exclusive interview. And we have kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock here from Fisher Field, a snowy noon, Kansas, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm joined by Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their, of course, state championship game coming up. And, coach, first off, let's recap your guys' win against Frankfort. This was your second matchup against them. You guys dominated them yet again. 46-0 was the first matchup, 52-6 in this one. And in this one, you guys really were able to impose your will early.
Yeah, you know, we kind of got out to a running start, you know, you can say, and had a great atmosphere of having a home game. And fortunate to be able to have that home game. And our offense never punted in the game. So we did a great job, executing offensively. And when we only give up one score and then don't even let them, score on the 2-point conversion. So we were playing well on both sides of the ball. And the score kind of indicated that.
And coach, you kind of talked about jumping on them early. You guys scored 28 points in that first quarter. How impressed were you by your team in that first 12 minutes?
Well, you know, our guys come out and played a familiar opponent with, Frankfort, obviously, league rivals and a familiar opponent that we've seen a lot. And so our guys come out with, great energy and attitude and obviously, clearly wanted to make a statement early in that game. And I thought our guys did a good job. And when you jump out to a 28-0 lead, you got things going right.
Absolutely. And Brandon Schmelsley, he was super effective both over the air and on the ground. He had 5 rushing touchdowns. He was 10 for 11 over the air. What would you say was the most impressive aspect of his game this past week?
Every week he just continues to get better and better and read defenses. And it's showing if he's 10 for 11 passing, he's not missing too many reads. And at the same time, if they are trying to, stop our pass and it's covered, athletic enough to make some guys miss and just on the quarterback scramble. So he continues to get better every week. And I think he's gaining more confidence all the time in what we're trying to do and what he needs to do. And it's starting to show on the field.
Here with Axel, head football coach Eric Detweiler. Coach, I'm going to throw these numbers at you, so bear with me here. I mean, you guys' rushing attack has been just unworldly. Eli Brockstrom is averaging 17.7 yards per carry. And Landon Schmitz, who doesn't get not quite as much work as Eli does, but he has 11 carries in the season. How about 25.1 yards per carry first season? He had that 65-yarder. First of all, your overall thoughts on those crazy numbers and just what makes them so effective?
Well, honestly, I think if you ask those two, they would probably tell you it's the blocking up front. We got 3 great linemen, and then, we got 3 receivers and backs that are on the outside that are blocking for them, too. And I think it just comes down to execution. I think everybody's kind of on the same page. And we always harp on the little things that make us score it fast. And it's kind of showing. I think we're doing a great job of executing all the way around, and everybody is just saying assignment sound.
So let's talk about those big guys up front. Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, among others, Blaze as well. Those guys are familiar with being this deep in the playoffs, but how incredible was it to see Sawyer get that sack against Frankfort on his final game at home and Grant also have that opportunity to ball out like they did?
Yeah, so we got 3 seniors this year. Like I said, Sawyer and Grant, and then Grady, of course, has played tight end for us and a little linebacker for us as well. But, it's great. Those guys are obviously wanting to go out with a W, and that's hard to do. You have to win a state championship to do that. But, they've kind of got the mindset of, lead by example. And Sawyer and Grant have done a tremendous job for us up front. Been playing there 3 years. Grant doesn't hardly ever miss a snap, because we're in shotgun most of the time. Sawyer and him and Blaze as well, they do a great job of communicating and changing their blocking scheme. And I always let those guys do that on their own. And they do a great job of adapting and adjusting to what the defense is trying to throw them. And like you said, with those kind of rushing numbers, obviously they're doing a great job at it.
And talking about Grady Bussing as well, his offensive production has been stellar this year. Playoffs haven't quite been as good, but still playing well. What aspects of his game attribute to him having so much success this season?
Well, he just does a great job of understanding what we're trying to do. We work all summer long on working, running sharp pass patterns and understanding if they're in zone, where we need to sit in the zone and where those holes in the zone are. And, And, you know, he's just a big physical kid, 6'2", 180, 190, that can run. Obviously, he runs cross country. Just a tremendous athlete that understands the game of football and what you're trying to accomplish. And you know, I think one of the things that Grady does best is block downfield. He's got great hands and everything, but, one thing that he does that, a lot of other guys can is block for those, running backs downfield. And, he's a big kid that's got the strength and athleticism to do that as well.
Here with Axel Head football coach Eric Detweiler. We're going to take a break. We'll have more from him and talk about their matchup against South Central coming up next.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Back here with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their game against South Central. And coach, kind of talking about their ability on offense to make plays. Their quarterback, he is small. He's 5'9", 155, but boy, he is fast and shifty.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a junior that, our guys got to see last year in the consolation bracket in sub-state basketball, state basketball. And so they know that he's extremely fast and shifty. And watching him on film, he does a good job of making guys miss. He's quick, about as quick as we've come, and maybe one of the fastest quarterbacks that we've seen as well. So we're going to have to stay assignment sound and definitely focus on him if we want to shut their offense down.
This being a very heavily run-favored team, and you talk about the quarterback and their senior running back, who's a little bit bigger. He's 5'9", 185. They've combined for over 2,500 yards and 48 touchdowns and well over 8 yards per carry. Coach, what do you got to do to try to take these guys down?
Well, like I said, just kind of stay assignment sound. We need our linebackers to stay in the gaps and quite honestly, get off blocks and read what they're trying to do. They don't do anything fancy, I would say, on offense, but what they do extremely well. And they try to lead you with a little misdirection every once in a while. But predominantly, you're right. There's just those two running backs that, that are fast and quick and strong, honestly. They're physical up front. And so that, once they don't take much, they get a little bit of a crease and they're gone. So, we need everybody to stay assignment sound, not bite on some of their play action stuff sometimes, for our corners to stay home when, they're predominantly a run team. But, just everybody needs to be on the same page.
And, Coach, kind of talking about that matchup in the trenches, this, I think, is the biggest matchup of the entire game. The game within the game, if you will. Sawyer and Grant going up against those offensive linemen. They have some size, too, as you mentioned, kind of looking at the numbers here. Their center is 5'10", 236. He's a junior. And one of their other offensive linemen, Curtis Bernard, he's 5'11". He's 250. He is a senior. So they have some size, as well as their tight end. He is also 200 pounds at 5'11". So they have some size. Your thoughts on the way they're going to be able to match up against you guys?
Right, they're one of the bigger teams that we've seen up front, and obviously their offense shows that with the way they're in the state championship game running the ball, and so they're big, they're physical, they understand what they're trying to do, and our guys, you just got to meet to that intensity and strength, and like I said, our linebackers are going to have to get off block to fill those gaps, if we want to shut them down.
And, Coach, this is a South Central team that started off the year 2-3. They've won 7 games since then. Have you gotten some tape on some of the losses and some of the wins and kind of compared and contrast? And if so, what are some of the differences that you're seeing from those losses versus when they're coming out on the right side of the scoreboard?
Well, they play a lot of different kids. I think earlier in the season they were trying to figure out who they wanted to put in what positions. And I think, obviously they found that now, and they've kind of hit their mark and their stride and probably peaking at the right time. And they still play a fair amount of kids, and they're just not, 8 kids on both sides of the ball. The same 8 kids, and they shuffle guys around to where I think they're trying to stay fresh. And, And I think they're just executing really well. They finally got the right guys, I think, in the spots that they want. And you know, they're all on the same page, and you know, they're just executing their run game extremely well.
Hey, Coach, during this win streak, like you just mentioned, they have really started to hit their stride. They're outscoring opponents on average in the playoffs 51 to 4.6. What are the keys to success for you guys' offense to have that level of production that you're used to having?
Well, you know, they play a unique defense. It's kind of a four-man front, or a, you know, kind of a 2-3, if you will, but they bring their outside corners up, and it's something that we really don't see that often. You know, so we kind of got to be prepared for that, and you know, they have one middle linebacker kid that's pretty big and physical, number 32, that does a good job for them, and so, you know, it's a unique defense that, you know, that we haven't seen much of, and you know, sometimes they blitz those outside linebackers, you know, slash the ends, and sometimes they drop them into coverage. So, you know, we kind of got to figure out what they're trying to do on us. And, you know, hopefully if they blitz, we got the numbers to pick up that blitz and slow them down. And, you know, then obviously we got to, you know, be effective in the passing game where, you know, if they drop into coverage, we got to be aware of where they're at all times.
Here with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler. And coach, this is a team that doesn't make mistakes, and they do a fantastic job of turning you over just like you guys do, but their turnover margin is plus 30 with 20 defensive interceptions, 12 fumble recoveries, and only one interception on offense and only one fumble loss at 2.7 turnovers per game. Coach, how important is it for you guys to be able to take care of the ball and win the turnover battle?
Yeah, you know, extremely important, and you're right. I think last week against Victoria, they had 6 or 7 turnovers. I think 5 interceptions or 4 and 2 fumble recoveries. So, you know, they do a great job of turning you over, and you know, they, you know, obviously live off of that. And you know, anytime you can be that kind of positive in the turnover battle in one game, I think it's, you know, it's pretty easy to win that game, to be quite honest with you. So, you know, you're limiting the other team's possessions, and so every time that you can win that turnover battle, it helps you. And you know, obviously, we want to be on the right side of that this week.
And, Coach, just for funsies here, one quick question for you before we go. You have the 2023 Axtell team on one side. You have the 2022 Axtell team on the other side. Who's winning that matchup?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I don't know. Each team's got its own uniqueness, I guess, and identity. You know, this year we're kind of, you know, leading by a group, or last year, you know, maybe Isaac was kind of leading that group. But,
yeah,
you know, honestly, we're, you know, we're kind of all on the same page. And yeah, great question. I don't know. I've never been asked that question before. You know, maybe it'll win in a draw. I don't know. But, you know, both extremely athletic teams that are fast and physical and you know, maybe I don't know who wins that, but it would be a great game. That's,
you know, I'll take that answer. I will take that answer. Coach, thank you so much for humoring me and taking time to interview once again here today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
Yeah, anytime, and thanks for the coverage all season long. We appreciate it.
That was Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler. Be sure to stay tuned. Got more pregame coverage coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in a snow-covered Newton, Kansas, waiting for kickoff to start here at Fisher Field. Taking a look, a deeper dive at Axtell's opponents here, South Central. They consolidated from Coldwater and Protection High School before the 1999 season. Both of those two teams had some success. Coldwater won 3 state titles back-to-back in 94 and 95. They won 26 straight in that span. They also won in 1985. And as for Protection High School, they won an 8-man D2 state title in 1983 and a Class 1A title back in 1970. 78. This is a team that has had quite a bit of success in the playoffs in South Central. They have now made 11 consecutive seasons making the playoffs. And in that stretch, they do have a winning record of 12-10, hoping to improve that here and get to 13-10, get their first ever state title as South Central High School. Well, as for their most recent play, they got a 42-20 win against Victoria, which many thought would be the favorites in the West. But it was JT Prusa. He was phenomenal last week. He was 6-for-14 over the air with 2 passing touchdowns with 112 yards over the air. On the ground, 23 carries with 128 yards and 4 touchdowns. He was responsible for 240 of the team's 272 total yards. He found senior tight end Gavin Yule in the end zone. He had 77 yards on the day, and Isaiah Jellison, he also found the end zone as well over the air, 3 catches for 35 yards. He also had some work on the ground as well. Before that, they won District 7 in 8-man D2, of course, with a 3-1 district record. There was a 3-way tie with Kinsley and South Barber, but South Central finished with 43 points. Kinsley finished with 42, and South Barber finished with 41. So it was a really close district this season. But they dominated district play when they played their division opponents. They outscored their opponents 204-56 in district play. And as of late, they have really started to play well at the right time. 7 consecutive wins. They started the year 2-3, so they've really started to come on late. They've scored 40-plus in each of those games and have won all of their games by 20-plus points, including that big-time win last week. And last week was the most points they've allowed during that stretch, and they've allowed more than 2 touchdowns just once, with, of course, last week being that lone week. And looking at more in a deep dive of the Axtell Eagles, they have a chance to do something really special, of course, finish a three-peat, which would be the first time since Hanover did it from 2016 to 2018. And they are just one of 8 unbeaten teams left among all classifications. And you talk about just pure dominance. I mean, Axtell this year, you could argue, talk to Coach Detweiler about this if you just are tuning in, but he said that it'd be a really close matchup between this year's team and last year's team. I think a big reason for that is because of their defense. They have outscored their opponent 654-88. Which is an average of 54.5 to 7.3 per game. Just an unreal season for Axtell once again here in 2023, kind of replicating the dominance that they got in 2022. And, I mean, continue to talk about that defense. They've allowed less than one touchdown or less in 11 consecutive games and allowing just 4 points per game in that stretch. Meanwhile, the offense has scored 50-plus in all of those games except for one, which is that Week 7 win against Frankfurt, which they won 46-0. So it was a halftime win on the road, which many circled that game thinking about maybe this is the week that Axtell falls. No. They just continue to roll on, and they have scored 30 points in a single quarter 7 times this season, talking about their dominant offense. It's just an unreal stat. I mean, they had that 56-point first quarter against Donovan West. Things have just kind of seemed unfair. I was kind of talking about their performance last week against Frankfurt. Talked about it with Coach Detweiler. 28 points in that first quarter. They outgained the Wildcats 351-132. Brennan Schmelzley was 10 of 11 with 141 yards over the air. He also had 16 carries for 88 yards and 5 rushing touchdowns and had the defensive interception that gave them a chance to win it in the third quarter, and they capitalized. Eli Brockstrom, he had 6 receptions for 59 yards, and he had 5 carries for 57 yards and a rushing touchdown. How about Landon Schmitz? He had just one touch in this game, and it was a 65-yard rushing touchdown as well as a defensive interception. And that's just real unreal statistic that Landon Schmitz this year has 11 carries for 25.1 yards per carry, 276 yards as well as 7 rushing touchdowns, 19 receptions over the air, and 8 receiving touchdowns. So pretty much every single time he touches the ball, he finds pay dirt. And Grady Bussing as well, 24 receptions, 469 yards, 8 scores over the season. And talked to Eric Detweiler about this. He hasn't been able to quite produce and get those touches in the postseason, just 5 catches for 100 yards and a score. But they hope to get him going here today. But we will see how much that they do pass, because as mentioned, quite a bit of snow accumulation on the field. They're still working on shoveling some of the snow off of the lines. They have been doing that multiple times here prior to this one, including right when the 8-man D1 game concluded, which was won by Linden. The Linden Tigers are the 8-man D1 title winners for the first time in their school history, defeating Wichita County and ending their 20-plus game winning streak as well. Let's go ahead and step aside for a couple minutes, and we will come back with kickoff here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online hineandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. From your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, getting this one underway here from Fisher Field in Newton. Here it's Puppy back with you. Take a look at some of the headlines around the state. Garden Edgerton in Derby in Class 6A. Derby up 13-0 early in that one. Capen has a 2-possession lead over Mill Valley in Class 5A, looking for their first state title since 1987. Also, you have Andover Central in St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Thomas Aquinas. Currently a big 28-7 with 1:22 left to go in the second quarter is there. Cheney and Topeka Hayden going on in Class 3A. Cheney looking for its first state title after beating Andale twice this season, giving them their first loss in 50-plus games earlier in the regular season. And as for Hayden, they're looking for their first state title since 2008 and their fourth in school history. In Class 2A, Nemaha Central has a nice lead over Hoisington, trying to go back-to-back for their third state title in school history. The score there It is 20-7 at the end of the third quarter. Carter Hike already over 200 rushing yards and three scores. In Class 1A, Conway Springs is up heavily on Jefferson County North, who's hoping for their first state title, but they got a ways to go to do it, as they're down 28-6, and they're almost midway through the fourth quarter in that one. And as for Conway Springs, they're hoping for their eighth title in school history and their first since 2011. Well, as mentioned, Linden clinched their first state title in school history, defeating Wichita County 34-6 before our game started. And as for Chalen, they won their state title in Class 6-man in the second season under, since 6-man has become a Acacia-sanctioned classification, that is. Final score for that one was 57-8, defeating Cunningham, who won state last year. Of course, in this one, South Central hoping for their first state title, Axel hoping for a three-peat. With the Eagles wearing their red uniforms, got the blue and white stripes on the sleeves, and white pants with white helmets. And as for South Central, they're kind of doing the inverse with the white jerseys, but they have the dark green helmets and the dark green pants as they shake hands with South Central winning the toss. And they are going to defer to the second half, and it'll be Axtell receiving to start this game off. So the Eagles offense will come on first, and we're about to get this thing underway. And the Eagles are hoping to get their third consecutive state title in a snowy Newton, Kansas, and a beautiful day for some football. Temperatures in the mid-30s with some consistent consistent snowfall that should continue to come down throughout our game's entirety and all the way through the end of the evening, as it accumulated quite a bit on the field in between games, trying to shovel it off, and they had the trucks out trying to shovel it off, and to little success. Got some of the sidelines and a few of the yard markers shoveled off. They did the best they could, but it's still going to be a little difficult to get the markers correct in terms of the yardages. We'll do the best we can, though, with what we have. It is nice that they moved the goalposts in this year to make it a little bit easier to see the yardages, which is very helpful for myself and everyone in the media and the coaches up top as well, that is for sure. So here we go. There is the kickoff. It's a short one. It'll be caught at around the 27-yard line by Eli Broxman, and gets to the 30, hurdles over a defender and taken down at about the 34-yard line or so. And that is where Axel will come out onto the field. Eli Broxman, what a year he's had, averaging 17.7 yards per carry, 34 carries for 602 yards, with 13 rushing touchdowns. Oh, on top of that, by the way, he has 10 receiving touchdowns on 32 receptions, which leads the team with 518 receiving yards. Quarterback Brandon Schmelzley, about 83.3% completion percentage on the year. He's going to have an empty backfield to start this game. Two receivers set to the far side. Broxman goes in motion, and he is in the gun. He'll take the snap. This will be a quarterback design run. Broxman running with his legs. Brandon Schmelzley running with his legs, and a gain of about 3 to start things out for the Eagles. Not a bad start. And Schmelzley this year averaging 8 yards per carry on the year. 93 carries now after that one with 679 yards, 17 rushing touchdowns, and over the air, 1,501 passing yards, 29 touchdowns, and perhaps the most important statistic, 0 interceptions. He'll take the snap, option to the right side, he'll pitch it to Broxman. No gloves for Broxman. He's taken down to the backfield, thrown down for a loss by Coda Lindsay, the 5'10 freshman, and that is a big loss of about 5, so it'll be third down and 12. And a ways to go here for the reigning state champs on the second play from scrimmage, going backwards. Other starters for the Eagles offense include Ryland Bussing, 10 catches for 203 yards and 4 touchdowns for the 165-pound junior. Landon Schmitz, the gadget back, what a year he's had, the 145-pound sophomore, 19 receptions and 11 carries. He's taken those for over 500 yards from scrimmage and 15 total touchdowns. Empty back. And he'll just dump it off to Schmitz. His first touch gets at the line of scrimmage, and he's taken down right at the line of scrimmage by Isaiah Jellison, the 5'9 senior. And that'll be no gain, and that will make it fourth down. Actually, they'll give him 1 yard. And he'll make it fourth down and 11. So it's 3 and out to start for the Eagles. And as for that offensive line for the, actually before the offensive line, you have Grady Bussing, what a year he's had, the 185-pound senior. 8 receiving touchdowns, almost 500 yards over the air. And then you have Sawyer Dieters, the 265-pound senior. Grant Bussing, the 220-pound senior at center. And Blaze Bussing, the 185-pound junior, the other lineman, as the punt is pinned inside the 10. And we'll wait for the official yardage as the clock stops with 9:56 left to go. A solid punt from Brandon Schmelzley. And this will be the first time we get to see South Central's offense, led by JT Prusa. As mentioned, not the most accurate quarterback, but he can really get things going with his legs. 1,738 yards on the ground with 32 rushing touchdowns and 43 total touchdowns on the year, including his passing touchdowns with 561 yards over the air. Isaiah Jellison, the 5'9", 155-pound junior, is his running back. The quarterback and the running back the same height, weight, and age. Jellison with 814 yards on the ground as well, with 16 rushing touchdowns. Keeper for Prusa, and go up the tackle, or in between the tackles, and that'll be a gain of maybe one, as that one starts at the... it's really, really is hard to tell where the ball is spotted at, but a gain of one, so it's second and nine. I'll say it's at the 13-yard line. Deep in their own territory, start things out. Take a look at that offensive line for the Timberwolves. Jack Hurd, 6 foot, 177-pound sophomore. Here's an option. Keeper Prusa, left side, tripped up and taken down. Nice tackle. See the number. That was Wyatt Detweiler, the freshman for Axtell. Also on the offensive line, you have Hunter Loach, the center, 5'10", 236, junior. And then Curtis Bernard, he is the big boy, 5'11", 246-pound senior. Also have the blocking slash receiving tight end, Gavin Yule. He is also a pretty good-sized fella, 5'11", 200, and he is a senior as well. Split out wide, you have Jamie Sarmiento and Creed Leeper. Sarmiento, a 5'6", 134-pound junior, and Leeper is a 6'1", 166-pound senior. He's more of a blocker, doesn't have a reception yet this year. Keeper Prusa up the middle, nothing doing this time. Another stop by the Axtell off defensive line, That'll be a gain of just one, so a three and out unless they go for it, but it's going to be fourth down and eight. Three carries for just 2 yards for JT Prusa. And back to return is going to be Brandon Schmelzley as Brady Bussing gets charged for the tackle on that last play. He's backed up to the 35-yard line. He'll get to midfield to 40, gets to the 35, and he's getting past tacklers and taken down at the 28-yard line. A very good return by Brandon Schmelzley of about 15 yards. And they'll actually say that it's across, he's across the 30 and down at the, it's like the 28. 27 is where they're officially going to spot it. And you can only really see the differences of 10 yards with the snow here in Newton, Kansas. 7:54 left to go, first quarter. Right side option. Schmelzley keeps it, and it'll be thrown down for a solid gain. Largest play of the game, a gain of four for Brandon Schmelzley. And it'll make it a gain, or make it second and six, 4 yard pickup, second down. Your scoreless, your score update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. The second and six from the South Central 23-yard line, second possession of the game for the Eagles. Got Schmitz in the backfield. He'll keep it himself as Schmelzley, and he'll get a couple. And that'll make it third down and four on another carry. First drive of the game for Axtell was a three and out, and I'll actually say it was a gain of one, so third and five. And a gain of three on the first play from scrimmage for Brandon Schmelzley. Then a 5 yard loss on an option to the right side from Eli Brockstrom, then a completion to Landon Schmitz, but it was for just 1 yard, so they lost a yard on the last drive. So third and five from the South Central 22-yard line. Trying to get a decent sized gain to possibly go for it on fourth down. Give themselves a chance. Option, left side with Schmitz. They'll pitch it to him, and he's got the first down. He's got the sideline. He's at the 15, 10, 5, into the end zone. Another touch, and another touchdown for Landon Schmitz. and Axel strikes first. A 22-yard carry with 6:27 left to go, and it's 6-0 Axel. So for Schmitz, that is his ninth carry, his ninth touchdown of the year, and his 20th. Actually, let's try that one more time. His 8th rushing touchdown of the year. He has 8 receiving touchdowns as well. We have a false start here on the 2-point conversion, so they'll try this from the 7-yard line instead of the 2. False start on the offense. The way to bounce back after a rough first possession for Axtell. That drive goes for just 3 plays. Goes for a total of 27 yards. We wait for the 2-point conversion. That'll go from the 7-yard line. Try to go up 8-0. Or from the far side hash. And Schmelzley will go under center this time. Roxman goes in motion. Schmitz is in the backfield. They'll take the pitch to him. They'll dump it off. And it's going to be caught, but just shy. He caught it on his knee. So it is going to be no good on the 2-point conversion with Bussing. I think just not aware where he was. And again, with the snow and not able to see the yard markers makes it difficult. So it's 6-0 Axtell. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Back here in a snowy Newton, Kansas. 6-0 Axtell. Eagles strike first. 22-yard rushing touchdown from Landon Schmitz. 3 plays, 27 yards. Is that scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview? And time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Final score from Hayes. Conway Springs defeats Jefferson County North 35-6, and a heck of a year for Jefferson County North, but they fall short in Hayes, Kansas. An incredible season, as here's the return. Gets out to the 30, or right around the 30-yard line on the return, so good field position on the second drive of the game for the Timberwolves. First possession was a 3-and-out on 3 plays for just 2 yards as we get back to the starters. Let's take a look at the starters for Axtell on defense. On the defensive line, you have Sawyer Dieters and Graham Bussing, the two big senior defensive linemen. At linebacker, you have Grady Bussing, Eli Brocksterman, Rylan Bussing, and Wyatt Detweiler made a tackle last possession, the 140-pound freshman who possibly could be the quarterback of this team in a few years. He is the backup on this year's team, but of course, Brandon Schmelzley, he's still got one more year left in him next year. Landon Schmitz and Brandon Schmelzley are the two cornerbacks. So first and 10 from their own 27-yard line is where they gave them the start of this possession. And a tackle for loss. It was Graham Bussing and Grady Bussing coming together to make that tackle for no gain for Prusa. So, again, the 155-pound junior quarterback not able to find any space in between the tackles with the big fellas doing work up front. So second and 10 with 5:54 to go in the opening quarter. Work from the near side hash. In the gun is Prusa, option far side with Jellison out there. Another keeper and another takedown by the Axtell defense on the defensive line. They'll say 4 progress for a gain of 3, so it'll be 3rd and 7. And Coach Detweiler loving that. And that 3-yard carry is actually the longest carry of the game for South Central so far. We'll see if they possibly go to the air here. And again, just 48.1% completion percentage for Prusa. Really has been coming into his own, though, in the playoffs. 16-for-33 with just the 1 interception on the year, and that was in the postseason. Here we go. He's going to drop back to pass, looks far side, fires it, and it is tipped and incomplete, almost intercepted. It was a nice attempt on the try for Axtell. Was Colin Shaughnessy, the sophomore linebacker at 160 pounds. Goes through his fingertips. Of course, that football is going to be very wet, so it's fourth down and seven, and they're going to go ahead and punt this one away. First pass attempt of the game for JT Peruso. It was almost his second interception of the season. Another punt return opportunity for Brennan Schmelsley. Return one from about their own 37 to the 27-yard line. They'll get a chance to boot one away here as they have the ball at the 30-yard line. There is the boot. This is a pretty good one. And returnable for Schmelsley at about the 20-yard line or so. Gets the 30. Gets hit and taken down by a couple of Timberwolves. And they'll get it at around the 30-yard line for their third possession of this ballgame. So once again, the Axtell defense rises up and gets a big-time stop. Two drives, two stops for an Axtell defense that hasn't allowed multiple touchdowns since week one against Care Paravel. By the way, that Lions team, they made the semifinals in 8-man D1 before falling to eventual state champion Linden. So Schmelsley in the gun from their own 30-yard line. After a 20-yard punt. And it's going to be a false start. First penalty of the game. Actually, make that the second penalty of the game at a false start on the two-point conversion. So I make it first and 15. This is a team that does a good job in terms of their discipline. They don't turn over the ball a lot, and they don't commit a lot of penalties, but they commit one here. The backs them up to their only to their own 25-yard line, I beg your pardon. 4:44 left to go, first quarter, 6-0 Axtell. Snowflakes have kind of shrunk a little bit in size, but it's still coming down here. Roxman goes in motion, in the gun, option, far side, keeper, Schmelzy gets hit big time, stopping, thrown down hard. He got hit by Jack Hurd, then slung down to the grass by Jace Rutherford, the 196-pound junior defensive lineman. Didn't get the start, but gets the stop, and that's for a gain of two. And makes second and 13 from their own 27-yard line with 4:20 and counting. Nice start to the game for the Eagles, trying to keep it up here. They'll go from the far side hash. Two receivers split out to the near side. Schmitz in the backfield looking to throw. Is Schmelzy a second pass attempt? It's going to be caught by Grady Bussing and thrown down at the 35-yard line for a gain of eight. And Bussing making his 25th reception of this 2023 season. Mentioned how he's been kind of quiet in the playoffs. Love to see him make that catch there. It'll be third and a long seven. Or excuse me, a short seven or a long six. And they'll go from the middle of the field this time. They'll split them out four wide. Two to each side. Empty backfield. Schmelzy takes the shotgun. Looking far side. Pump fakes. Looks over the middle. Looking deep. Now step up in the pocket. Look to run. He's got the first down at midfield and across the 30 all the way down to the 29-yard line. They'll say actually he was out at the 30-yard line. So a big-time gain for Brandon Schmelzy. And now move the chains. That's a 15-yard scramble on a third and long to medium, kind of depending on how you look at it. And the longest run that wasn't resulting in a touchdown of the game, of course, the 22-yard rushing touchdown by Landon Schmitz. They'll go back to work quickly. They'll all be on the short side of the field on the far side hash, taking the snap. They'll come to the near side, the strong side. And he'll be taken down after a quarterback keeper of about 4 yards, make it second and six, from the 26-yard line. 2:50 and counting left to go, opening quarter, 6-0 Axtell. Would love to keep that mercy rule. Well, it's not a streak, but I guess technically it is a streak. Their past 11 games have all been by mercy rule. I'd love to keep that going, but it would be hard to if all you do is run and have that clock continuing to run. He steps up and runs it and gets the first down and more. Far side trying to get to the end zone. Is he in? Waiting for the call. And is he in? Yeah, it looks like he is. Yes, he is. Touchdown, Axtell. And it's 12-0 Eagles. 2:24 left to go in the quarter. Schmelzy takes it to the house. and will once again go for two. First rushing touchdown of the game for the junior quarterback. That is his 18th of the season. I was going to say his 30th. He has 29 passing touchdowns. This will be a keeper on the two-point conversion for Schmelzley, and he's going to throw it late. A lateral, so he's got hit, and Brockstrom is in. Brockstrom was about at the 5 or 6 yard line, and he got hit right at the 1. He threw it backwards. Brockstrom was there, and he took it in for the 2. So it's 14-0 in favor of the Eagles. A step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Brandon Schmelzley takes it in for a 26-yard rushing touchdown to make it 14-0 Axel here in Newton, Kansas. The snow's still coming down. It's lightened up a little bit, but it is still falling. And the Eagles are in control here early. Kickoff rolls all the way to the 2-yard line. It's going to be returned there. Going up the far sideline is Sarmiento, and he'll be taken down around the 25-yard line or so, looks like. Maybe the 22, 23-yard line, actually. With 2:18 left to go in the first quarter, that drive going 55 yards after a 5-yard penalty to start the possession. And they converted the two-point conversion on a late pitch, and I mean very late. It was an improvisation play from Charles Lee as he got hit at the 1-yard line and kind of just threw it backwards to Brockstrom, who was at the 6-yard line, and he ran it in on the near side to convert the two. So two drives, 2-3 and outs for South Central. 5 runs from Prusa, resulting in 5 yards and 1 pass that was an incompletion. And, you know, honestly should have been intercepted. Here's a keeper for Prusa. He bounces from the near side to the far side, longest run of the game, and he'll get about 7. Actually, he'll say about 6. Solid gain from the junior quarterback from the Timberwolves. South Central going for their first state title. As mentioned, Coldwater had 3 state titles before them, and Protection High School consolidated into one school. Protection also with a pair of state titles. 1983 is an 8-man D2 school, and then they won the Class 1A state championship back in 1978. 2nd and 4 coming up after the Prusa 6-yard run with a 133 and counting left to go in the opening quarter. Looking to throw near side. Steps up, gets hit, and he's going to be taken down for a loss. Sacked to the backfield by Grant Bussing, the 220-pound senior, with his 3rd sack of the season. And now go for a 1-yard loss, making it 3rd down and 5. Mentioned the big marquee matchup of the day is the offensive line for South Central versus the defensive line of Axel. And you would think that with how disruptive Axel's defensive line has been, they'd have a lot of sacks. Well, that's unfortunately not the case. They have forced a lot of hurries, but just 6 sacks combined between Dieters and Bussing. Although some of the linebackers do have some sacks this year. As a run right side, Prusa is upended by Brandon Schmelzley, the quarterback, on the far side for a 2-yard loss, and that'll make it 4th down and 7 with 38 seconds left in the opening quarter. That is a big-time play. South Central is able to get a few yards and maybe not able to get the first down. They'd be close to first down. Maybe you think about going for it, but now it's a 4th down and 6, so I'll say it's a 1-yard loss for Prusa. But regardless, now you're going to have to go and punt this one away. Schmelzley back to return it once again. It is booted away with 16 seconds left. It goes over his head, rolls, and dies. He'll pick it up, though, He'll turn it to the near side, and he'll get hit, but stays upright to the 25, and he gets his way to the 30. In the secondary, there he goes, to the 40. First side, 35, 30. 25, one man to beat, to the 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Axel! And there is a flag down, though. We'll see if that brings the touchdown back. But what a return by Brennan Schmelzley as he picked it up from about maybe the 15-yard line. And we will wait for this penalty. It looks like this will come back. It is unfortunate. That was quite the return. And it will come back. The time has expired in this opening quarter, but what an opening quarter it was. Axel has imposed their will early. Can they keep it up? 14-0. We'll send it to a minute break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solution or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
Axel leading 14-0 after one here in the 8-man D2 state championship game in Newton, Kansas. Light snow continuing to fall, but as mentioned, the snowflakes have significantly shrunk in size. We flipped the field, and after a punt return for a touchdown that was overturned due to a holding penalty, the Eagles will be backed up inside their own 15 at their 12-yard line. Eagles are 2-for-3 on converting their drives into touchdowns. Their opening drive was a 3-and-out, but then a 22-yard rushing touchdown on their second drive of the game. And then Brennan Schmelzley got a 26-yard rushing touchdown on their previous drive. He has 7 carries for 55 yards, does Brennan Schmelzley. A 26-yarder, of course, for the touchdown, and a 15-yarder as well to help the stats. His other 5 carries all going for less than 5 yards. He'll be working from right to left across your radio dial and from the far side hash. Proximan in motion, and I'll take the handoff to him. It'll be a keeper. Schmelzley bounces it to the far side, gets hit, and keeps falling forward. He'll get a gain of 7. Nice play to start the second quarter. Again, 14-0 as your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Meanwhile, Central has done it again. They win in Class 2A. They defeat Hoisington 28-14. So congratulations to Nemaha Central. The Thunder are state champions in back-to-back seasons. As for Axel, they have already completed that feat. They're trying to go for their 3rd in a row. 2 men in the backfield from the far side. 2nd and 2 after an 8-yard gain from Schmelzley. And so via keeper, right side, gets hit for the line to gain and falls forward, bouncing off a tackle for an Axel first down. All the way up ahead to the 30-ish yard line as he fumbled it and is recovered by Eli Broxton and missed that part at the end of the play. So at the 28-yard line is where they'll get the ball. So gain of 8 on that play. 11:10 left to go in this opening quarter. The clock stops after that fumble recovery. Trips, steps to the near side, dump a pass for Broxterman, and it's incomplete, they're going to say. And Broxterman didn't pick it up afterwards, as there was, of course, a possibility of that being a fumble, that being a bubble screen. South Central decided to keep playing it, they picked it up, but of course, incomplete pass, that'll be the first incompletion of the game for Brennan Schmelzley, and that'll set up a 2nd and 10 from their own 28-yard line. South Central's defense has not really been able to plug up the middle which is where Axel has had a lot of success running in between the tackles. Again, the big men up front for the Eagles, Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, and Blaise Bussing. Here's a throw, far side, got a man there. That is going to be caught by Grady Bussing, a little bit underthrown, but caught from the 28-yard line all the way down to the 30. So a 22-yard pickup. Second completion to Bussing on the day. He has 30 yards, and it is first and 10 Axel, as they are now in South Central territory for the third time today. To me, like he was a little bit short of the 30, but we in the sports biz love round numbers and love those lines, so again, kind of difficult to see the yardage markers with the snow on the turf. Here, handed off to Broxman, then a reverse to the far side to Ryland Bussing, and he looks like he's got the first down, still going, and what a gain from Ryland Bussing, his first carry of the day. We'll see where they mark him out at. Looks like he's got the 19-yard line, so that'd be a gain of 11. So inside the red zone for the first time today. First touchdown was from 22 yards out. The second one was from 26 yards out. So this is their first trip in the red zone. 10:27 and counting left to go. And so the keeper, Schmelzley, goes up the middle. Nothing doing that time, but he can use to churn those legs and pick up a decent game. Looks like he ended up getting 3 out of that. That's one thing that you love about Brandon Schmelzley is his frame, a 200-pound junior, just so strong from top to bottom, can throw a deep ball, but also has those legs that can really continue to fight through those tackles. And it's especially helpful in a situation like this where it's difficult for a defender to put your cleat into the ground and push the offender back. And it looks like we have a penalty against Axel. And it backs them up 5 yards to the 24-yard line, so it puts them out of the red zone, so that last play is not going to count. So a 5-yard penalty, first and 15 from the 24-yard line, their fourth penalty of the game. And this will be a quick throw to Broxman. That's going to be caught, and a gain of a few, gain of about 3. His first reception of the game, again, Eli Broxman has that really solid receiving presence. That is his 33rd reception of the year. That leads the team. He has 518 yards and 10 receiving touchdowns. So that makes it 2nd and 14, so they'll give him just 1 yard on that play, so not very friendly spot. That was made on the play by Gavin Poole. So at the 23-yard line, Broxman once again in motion, goes from the far to the near side, option near side with Schmidt to the backfield, fake it to him, he'll keep it, and he's got a lane, and he will waltz into the end zone for the Axel touchdown. 23-yard touchdown run for Brandon Schmelzley, his 2nd of the game, and his 19th of the year, and it is 20-0 Axel. And the Eagles continue to dominate this first half. They'll once again go 4-2. They are 1-for-2 on the 2-point conversion so far today. This one with 9:13 left to go in quarter number 2. Looking to throw. Pump fakes. Rolls to his left. He'll flip it, and that is going to be incomplete. Broken up by Coda Lindsay, the freshman. And it is no good. So it's 20-0. Let's step aside 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everyone, join us at Fitted for our Black Friday and Small Business Saturday extravaganza. Enjoy up to 60% off stylish tops and shoes. The perfect time to elevate your wardrobe and get started on your holiday shopping. Remember, supporting local means supporting dreams. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted. Swing by our downtown Seneca store for details. This is Whitney, owner of Fitted, inviting you to snag the best deals this season. See you there.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home.
so get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Newton, Kansas, 8-man D2 State Championship, Axtell has firmly cemented themselves. Off to a great start in this first half, 20-0. A 23-yard rushing touchdown from Brandon Schmelsley, the junior quarterback, his second rushing touchdown of the day, a 68-yard drive. Is that scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview? This one, run up on, he goes through his legs, that's a live ball, picked up by Sarmiento inside the 10-yard line, he's going to be hit and taken down. And South Central will have a long ways to go to try to get on the scoreboard for the first time this afternoon. We'll see where they mark him down with 9:09 left to go in quarter number two. They'll give Rylan Bussing the credit for that stop. They'll say he's down at the 8-yard line. That last drive, as mentioned, for Axtell, they had to go a ways to get their touchdown. They started at their own 12-yard line. Schmelsley took a punt return in for a touchdown, but there was a holding penalty that brought it back. All right, so here come the Timberwolves. Their fourth drive of the game. They are 0-for-3, all resulting in punts. And keeper, near side, a gain of a couple maybe from JT Prusa. Looks like he will get two. That is his ninth carry. That's gone for just 11 yards on the ground. And over the air, he is 0-for-1. He is the only ball carrier so far for the Timberwolves. Mentioned Isaiah Jellison, the other junior back. He has 814 yards. Again, today, no touches for him. Not surprised by that, just considering they want to try to mix some stuff up here. Here is the first carry that is not from Prusa, and a minimal gain by Coda Lindsay, the freshman. Looks like he got a couple. And I'll not even say that. I'll say he gained just one on that play. Coda Lindsay has had a pretty solid season for South Central in just his freshman year. In the playoffs, he has 17 carries for 130 yards and 3 scores, so he's been playing well as of late. And his first carry goes for just one. It's 3rd and 7 coming up. And the play clock running all the way down. A timeout is going to be called by head coach Brett Westrup. 7:43 left to go in the second quarter. Let's take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
FM, KMZA.
7:43 remaining here in quarter number two. Axtell leading 20-0 over South Central from Coldwater. 8-man D2 state championship game here from Newton, Kansas as the snow continues to persist. Starting to fall a little bit harder than it was earlier. Beginning of the game is when it was falling the hardest, though. Those massive snowflakes. Those have shrunk a little bit. But continues to fall pretty steadily here in South Central Kansas. 3rd and 7 coming up for the Timberwolves from their own 11-yard line. Takes a snap. Russo throws near side. That ball is going to be intercepted. It's going to be returned all the way for a touchdown for Axtell. Pick 6 for Colin Shaughnessy. And now make it 26-0 in favor of the Eagles. Just the second interception of the year for Prusa and just their 3rd turnover of the year as well. Jumped the route beautifully, looking to the near side. And he takes it all the way back to the house on a 23-yard interception return for a touchdown. And here's going to be a keeper into the end zone of the two-point conversion. It is good. It is 28-0. Axtell, they roll with still half of the second quarter remaining. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. An independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Here's the kickoff return to the far side. Not a whole lot doing. Good kickoff coverage from the Eagles, not being able to get to the 30-yard line, and a 23-yard interception return for a touchdown from Colin Shaughnessy puts Axtell up 28-0 with 7:30 left to go in the second quarter. As it'll say that they, let's see where they spot him at. Wait, the 22-yard line is where they'll give the Timberwolves the ball. JT Prusa, 0-for-2 over the air with an interception and 9 carries for 11 yards. There is nothing going for this South Central offense. Here's a run up the middle for the quarterback and a gain of just 1. As this Axtell defense continues to be the best in the state, there's no denying that with how this team has came out here this afternoon. 11 consecutive games, allowing less than 2 touchdowns in every single game. 4 shutouts on the year, just the 1 game where they gave up 44 points against a very good Cara Paravel team, but still beat them 60-44. They're just a few scores away from getting their 39th win in a row and their 3rd state title, as the timeout is called by Coach Westrup of South Central, his 2nd of the half. Let's take it with them for 30 seconds. It's 28-0 Axtell here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
6:46 left to go here in the second quarter. 28-0 Axtell. 8-man D2 state championship in Newton as the snow continues to fall. The snowflakes are actually growing in size now over the past couple minutes. South Central with a 2nd and 9 coming up from their own 23-yard line. Russo will be in the gun. Some confusion on this snap out of the timeout. Take the snap, take the handoff, looking to throw under pressure from Grady Bussing, and he'll be taken down way in the backfield near the 10-yard line. And Grady Bussing with the sack there. His brother Grant got one earlier. 2nd sack of the ball game, and it's 3rd and way long. That'll be an 11-yard loss for Prusa. So that's now 11 carries for just 1 yard for the junior quarterback. Clock continues to roll with 6:19 left to go in the quarter. It's 3rd and 20. As mentioned, Prusa has not been very accurate this year, coming into the game with a 48.1 completion percentage, and he is 0 for 2 with an interception here this afternoon. Now about just 2 yards of offense in this opening quarter and a half. Here's a run to the far side, a keeper, Prusa, and he is taken down by Brandon Schmelzley. Not much doing that time. Looks like he might have lost some, and he did. A loss of one more, making it 4th and 21. It's pretty unbelievable. That is a total of 15 plays, and that is combined for 1 yard. So they are going to be in punt formation on this 4th and 21 with 5.5 left to go in quarter number 2. There's the boot. So it's going to be blocked. It's loose in the end zone, and we dove on it into the end zone for the touchdown by Grant Bussing. And it is 34-0, Axel. A blocked punt. And dove on by the senior. He had a sack earlier and now has a return on a blocked punt in the end zone for a Axel touchdown. They will go for another 2-point conversion. And a fake pitch to the far side, and now he will pitch it to Brockstrom. It's loose, and they're going to say that that was, I guess, a forward pass. It looks to me like it was a lateral, but either way, it's dropped, and they're going to say that it is no good. So it's 34-0. Let's step aside for 60 seconds for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
And here's a return on the ensuing kickoff for South Central, and they are unable to get to the 30-yard line. So about the 26-yard line is where South Central will get the ball, as a blocked punt is into the end zone, dove on by Grant Bussing for the Axel touchdown. And it is 34-0. With 5:16 left to go in this first half. So let's say they have it at the 24-yard line. Everything just going wrong for South Central right now. Here's the keeper for Prusa. Like, it might have been a designed pass, but he tucks it and runs it, and that's going to be no gain. Taken down at the backfield by Grady Bussing and Eli Brocksterman. And it'll be second down and 10 from the 24-yard line with 5 minutes to go. And as mentioned, that is just, they have a total of just 1 yard of offense on 16 total plays. Now work from the near side hash as Axel continues to dominate this first half. A chance to possibly get a mercy rule at half, which is pretty similar to what they've done every single game this year. That snow continuing to fall and pick up in size as that's a fumble on the snap. It was low, and it's picked up by Axel. Eli Brockstrom picks it up for the Eagles. And they will get the ball in a really good field position, close to the red zone at the 23-yard line. That is just their 4th turnover of the season, but their 2nd of the day. They had 2 turnovers coming into this game. Five, 4:25 left to go. Here's the throw to the end zone. Overthrowing his man Ryland Bussing, the intended receiver. And that will make it second down and 10 as the... sixth pass attempt of the game for Schmelzley. 4 for 6, 32 yards. And they'll work from the middle of the field here. Trying to capitalize on the fumble. Recovered by Eli Brockstrom. He's in the backfield, the tailback. Directly behind Schmelzley. Schmitz goes in motion. Option far side. Keeper gets hit for a gain of a few. Looks like a gain of 3. That'll make it second down, make it third down and 7. Brandon Schmelzley on the day. 11 carries, 97 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns. He is, as mentioned, 4 for 6, 32 passing yards. 30 receiving yards for Grady Bussing as well. Landon Schmitz also has a 22-yard carry for a touchdown, which, believe it or not, one carry for 22 yards brings down his season average. He entered this game with 25.1 yards per carry. He has been just a phenomenal gadget back for the Eagles. Almost 300 yards on the ground on just 12 carries. Here is another option near side. Schmelzley keeps it. Holt near side, and he walks into the end zone for the Axel touchdown. 20-yarder this time. All of Axel's touchdowns on offense have been from 20 yards or longer. This one right at the 20-yard line. And Schmelzley into the end zone for the third time today. And it is 40-0. Still 3:31 left in this first half, and they are starting to get close to being able to put this one away at halftime. Total dominance of this South Central team. For last year, it took them a little bit to get the win over Thunder Ridge. Had to get 76 points to be able to get theirs. Here's a spin throw into the end zone. Got by Ryland Bussing for the 2. They convert the fumble recovery into points. It's 42-0 with 3:31 to go. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A 20-yard rushing touchdown for Brandon Schmelzley. His third of the day makes it 42-0 Axtell after a fumble recovery from Eli Brockstrom. Your scoring update brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. Here's a return on the kickoff to the 20, to the 25, and near the 25. And he fails to get to the 30-yard line with 3:24 left to go in the second quarter. Again, 42-0. All Axtell needs is a stop and a score, and they will be able to get out of here at the half and win and get back to the warm bus and back home, hopefully safely, with the snow continuing to persist here in South Central Kansas and throughout most of the state here on State Championship Saturday. 23-yard line is where South Central will get the ball. Axel's done a good job of keeping South Central deep in their own territory today with a couple of exceptions, but even then, they have not gotten a single first down this game. Keeper, far side, Prusa, and dances out of bounds for a solid gain. Got maybe about 7. They'll give him 6. His 15th carry of the game has resulted in just 6 yards. He has a fumble. Has 4 carries that have gone for negative yardage. and only three carries have gone for more than 2 yards. Pretty remarkable stuff there from the Axle defense here with a head of steam. Prusa running up ahead, trying to get that first down. Looks like he's short, but got two. Make it third and two. Looks like they actually gave him 5 on the first carry and 3 here on the second carry. So regardless, it is 3rd and 2. Wyatt Detweiler with the tackle with 3 minutes to go in this opening half. Yeah, those snowflakes have got some girth to them. Looking more like the snowflakes we saw at the beginning of the game. The snow is completely covered our playing surface here at Newton High School. Fisher Field. 3rd and 2 from their own 30-yard line. Keeper, left side. Oh, close, but they're going to give him 4 progress for the first down. That was close as Brendan Schmelzley hit him hard. But they will give him 3 yards. And the first down of the game for South Central came with 2:33 left to go in the second quarter. And the center for South Central, Hunter Loesch, trying to just get some sort of grip on the ground with his cleats as he gets hit on the run. It's Prusa, and taken down by Rylan Bussing. Slow to get up is Prusa after a solid gain of 6. And that'll make it 5, so 2nd and 5. 18 carries for just 16 yards, though, for the junior quarterback. Clock continues to roll. The Wolves are fighting just to get to halftime. As our halftime report, if we have it, it's going to come up. It's going to be brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 2nd and 5 from 38-yard line across midfield, and they are in Axle territory for the first time today, tackled the 39-yard line for a gain of 3. So another 3rd and 2 coming up for the T-Wolves. Work from the far side hash. And Sawyer Dieters is credited for the tackle. A 265-pound senior. What a year he's had on the front. Out of hurries and quarterback pressures he's had on the year. Just unbelievable. Keeper, far side. Prusa gets hit by Dieters and taken down for a loss. Loss of 2 from Sawyer Dieters. And that'll make it 4th down and 4. Back in their own territory at their own 39, so they've had just one play in Axle territory, and they're right back in their own territory, and we'll see if they go for it. I mean, no reason not to at this point. And they're letting the clock roll with 37 seconds left and counting. 4th and 4, and here we go. Russo with empty backfield, and now a timeout is going to be called by South Central. Kind of surprised by that. You would think if anyone were willing to call on timeout, it'd be Axel to give themselves the time to possibly score before the end of the half and end the game. But instead, it's South Central calling their final timeout of the half, and we'll take it with them. Step aside for 30 seconds. It's Axel 42 and South Central 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
28 seconds left. South Central has the ball at their own 39-yard line. Timeout was called. 4th and 4 coming up for the Timberwolves. Axel looking very good in their almost New England Patriot-like uniforms, the red uniforms, that is, the ones that they played so well in back in 2009. But here we go. 4th and 4 for the T-Wolves from their own 39-yard line. Takes a snap, trying to get the middle, and he's close, and I don't think he got it. They're going to say he's short. A 3-yard gain, but they might bring the chains out. The official from the far side came out. It looks like he didn't give it to him, and they won't give it to him. It's a gain of 3, but Axel takes over at their own 38-yard line. A turnover on downs, and a stop for the Axel defense. And they'll have 24 seconds left to possibly put this game on ice. It was very close, but they don't even bring out the chains for it. So here we go. Trousley sends Broxham into the far side. Now continues to fall here in Newton, Kansas. Takes a snap. Looking to throw over the middle. Got all day. He's going to fire deep. Got a man there. It's pushing. And he's got it. Down inside the five with 16 seconds left. See where they mark him down at. He's inside the 10. Maybe he is at the 4-yard line. What a big time play. 38-yard hookup with Grady Bussing. His third catch of the day. And he has 68 yards. And a timeout is called by Axtell. That is their first timeout of the half. And a big time play. And again, they're trying to get to the bus and warm up here ASAP. They don't want to have to wait through the halftime break. But either way, our halftime show is going to be brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 16 seconds left. We'll go and keep it right here. Once again, your final scores from the day. Nemaha Central state champs in Class 2A, defeating Hoisington 28-14. Conway Springs, they upend, unfortunately, Jefferson County North 35-6. What a year for the Chargers, playing in their first state title game. Linden, an 8-man D1, defeats Wichita County. That was the game before ours, 34-6. And then Shiloh, they win the 6-man state championship, 57-8 over Cunningham. Well, here we go from the 4-yard line, first and goal, first time inside the 10-yard line today, and just the second time in the red zone. All of their offensive touchdowns have been from 20 yards or longer. This time will not be the case. So here we go on the far side hash. Schmelzy will take the snap with Broxton in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the far, one to the near side. Option far side, he'll flip it to Broxman. He's going to throw it in the end zone. That is going to be tipped in, incomplete. And Axel kind of playing defense. That was underthrown and almost intercepted. That was intended for Grady Bussing. Almost there for the interception for the Timberwolves was Gavin Ewell. First time mentioning him today. He is their leading receiver, but he has not been even targeted once yet in the passing game. 5'11", 201-pound senior tight end slash linebacker. And that one stops the clock with 12 seconds left. So we'll have the same formation, except two to the near and one to the far. Now Broxton motions far side, keeps himself, Schmelzley falling into the end zone. Is he there? He is! 7 seconds left in the game. Axel into the end zone, 4-yard rushing touchdown, his fourth of the game. Axel up 48-0. And the Eagles are on their way to their third straight state title with 7 seconds left. An amalgamation of all their on-field success over the past 3 months is going to peak here in Newton, Kansas here today. Go from the two from the far side hash. Three men out there looking to throw it to the far side. They're coming to the near side. Tipped in, juggled in, into the end zone. Caught by Eli Broxman, making it 50-0. Let's step aside for 60 seconds as the celebration starts to start on the Axtell sidelines here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers, are you tired of paying high dealer prices for replacement tractor parts? Then try Elmer's Repair in Centralia. They have over 1,200 case IH tractors salvaged. Call Elmer's Repair at 785-857-3248 or check out their website at elmersrepair.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Axel just 7 seconds away from a third consecutive state title. The kickoff was just a little squib kick that was dove on at the 30-yard line by South Central. And South Central just one first down on this ball game. And that, of course, not nearly enough to even stay remotely in this ball game. They'll go from the far side hash again, just 7 seconds away. They need a touchdown to extend to the second half. Dropping back to pass is Prusa. He'll throw it off his back foot. That is going to be intercepted. And that is going to be Branch Melsley, and he will fall to the feet, and that is it. He slides to the ground, and a celebration starts from the Axel sideline. They dive on the ground, sliding in jubilation as Axel has won their third consecutive state title. 50-0, the final score, as Brandon Schmelsley puts it away with his ninth interception of the season. Let's step aside. We'll have our post-game coverage. Our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Once again, your final score, Axel wins at 50-0 over South Central, the 8-man D2 state championship here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online hineandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. From your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KMZA.
Axel does it, winning their third consecutive state title. 50-0 is the final score. Let's talk about how it happened here in our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. First drive of the game for both teams. Both teams had to trade punts, but on the second drive of the game, Landon Schmitz took a 22-yard rushing play to the house, and he got them on the board first to make it 6-0 with 6:27 left to go in the first quarter. After yet another stop, Brandon Schmelsley with a 26-yard rushing touchdown to go up 14-0 on a 55-yard drive. Schmelsley would then get his second touchdown of the game on the ground on a 23-yarder with 9:13 left to go in the second quarter, almost right out of the gate on a 68-yard drive after a punt return that was called back due to a holding penalty. And then it was a pick six by Colin Shaughnessy after a nice special teams play on the ensuing kickoff. On the second play from scrimmage, it was a pick six for Colin Shaughnessy with 7:36 left to go in the second quarter to make it 28-0. Then yet another stop by the Axel defense, and on fourth down, punting it away, but it was blocked. And Grant Bussing dove on it in the end zone for the touchdown with 5:21 left to go in the second quarter to make it 34-0. And then they get yet another turnover with Eli Brockstrom recovering a fumble with 4:26 to go. And Brandon Schmelzley pays that off for his third rushing touchdown of the game, this one from 20 yards out to make it 42-0. And after a turnover on downs, their first time even attempting a fourth down, or going forward on fourth down with 24 seconds left with a deep bomb over the middle to Grady Bussing. That set up Brandon Schmelzley for a four-yard rushing touchdown on a three-play. Actually, that would have been a three-play. That would have been, oh, I'm not going to do the math in my head. It's a medium-sized drive that makes it 50-0. And then Brandon Schmelzley got an interception at the end of the game to win it and seal their third consecutive state championship. Again, 50-0 was our final score. Let's take a look at the final unofficial statistics from this game. JT Frusa of South Central had 21 carries for just 20 yards, and he had a fumble that he lost, and over the air he was 0-for-2 with an interception. Coda Lindsay had one carry for just 1 yard. And that is all the stats individually for South Central. As for Axtell, Brandon Schmelzley had 13 carries for 121 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. He also had one carry for 22 yards and a rushing touchdown for Landon Schmitz. Rylan Busting had one carry for 11 yards, and Eli Brockstrom had just, believe it or not, just one carry. That was a 5-yard loss. As for Schmelzley over the air, he was 5-for-7 for 70 passing yards. Eli Brockstrom also not completed, but he attempted one pass. And over the air, in terms of the receiving yards, Grady Busting had 3 receptions for 68 yards. Eli Brockstrom had 1 catch for 1 yard, and Landon Schmitz also had 1 catch for 1 yard. So looking at the game stats for, or actually the total team stats, Axtell had 16 carries for 149 yards. That's 9.3 yards per carry. And as mentioned, South Central had 22 carries for just 21 yards. That's less than 1 yard per carry, and only a total of 21 total yards of offense for South Central in this ball game compared to Axel's 219. So this was a game that literally could not have gone any better for Axel. They were able to execute everything down to the T, offense, defense, special teams, and they paid off with a state championship for the third consecutive year. Now, looking forward to next year for Axel, this is a team that does have just only three seniors on this roster. Granted, they are big-time playmakers, that being Sawyer Dieters, the 265-pound senior on the defensive line. And you also have Grant Bussing, 220-pound senior, and Grady Bussing. He is also a wide receiver, their leading receiver this year in terms of the wideouts. But you bring back Schmelzley, you bring back Brockstrom, you bring back Landon Schmitz, you bring back Colin Shaughnessy, Rylan Bussing, all coming back next year. You also have some size as well on the bench, and Jesse Bauer, he's a 250-pound sophomore as well. And you have other players on the sideline. Storm Dixon, he's a 200-pound freshman. Jaron Knowles as well, he is a 165-pound sophomore. Lucas Talbot as well, he is an athletic kid. He is a 160-pound sophomore, so you have some size there on the sideline as well. So you have some guys that can possibly set up a chance for winning their fourth straight state title coming up next year. And not to look too far ahead, but no team has won 4 consecutive titles in the same 8-man classification since the 8-man separated into 2 separate classes back in 1983. And the last time that any 8-man has won 4 consecutive titles in a row is when Denton Midway did it 5 times in a row, from spanning from 1984 to 1988. They won an 8-man D1 in 84. They won an 8-man D2 in 85 and 86. And then won back in D1 in 87 and 88. So a chance for Axel to do something even more historic next year and be the first team to win 4 consecutive titles in the same 8-man classification. And since those two separated back in 1983, a chance to do that next year, which is very certainly possible with the personnel that Axel returns next year, with just the loss of Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, and Grady Bussing. But again, those are some big-time bodies that you're losing, and it will be interesting to see what Coach Detweiler does. As we'll see if he decides to come back and decide to run it back for one more season and yet another season of actual football with Wyatt Detweiler. Also, I forgot to mention Wyatt Detweiler, another fantastic player. He is just a freshman as well. They have a lot of youth and also some experience, has a chance to possibly four-peat starting in 2024. Well, that's going to do it here from Fisher Field in Newton, Kansas. A snowy, early type of Christmas present for Axel, if you will, as they win the state title 50-0 on Thanksgiving Saturday. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Congratulations to the Axel Eagles. You are the 2023 state champions. This has been Jared Sluppy. Big shout out to Ray back in the booth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
like waking in the morning by a mountain stream. You're like watching that eagle floating on the breeze. And as I listen to you dreaming by my side, I wish I could call you mine. Flowers bloom in an open field, wither in a vase on a windowsill. And you belong where the four winds blow, out where the untamed Mustang roam like a sweet summer rain, passing through, never seen anything wild as you. Part that truly does love you always hopes you never do, 'cause you belong where